We're recording. Go ahead. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, can everyone hear me well enough?
Here you go.
Okay. This meeting will be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. So welcome to the council meeting of Roosevelt, New Jersey, July 27th, 2020. Adequate notice of this meeting as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Esipov? Mr. Esipov? Lou?
He's been on helium.
There he is. He's here. Lou?
We can't hear you, Lou.
He's muted.
No, he's not. I don't have him muted.
But he's speaking.
Yeah, he is muted.
He's muting himself?
Yeah.
It's still there.
Got to unmute himself.
Lou, if you can hear us, you're on mute. You need to unmute yourself.
I hear it's the lower left corner or something.
Bottom left.
It should be on the lower left corner of your computer. Nope.
Lou, if you click the arrow next to the phone at the bottom, if you click the arrow next to the microphone at the bottom, it'll bring up a whole menu and it'll say test speaker and microphone. And then you can connect.
Okay, Lou's here, but he has no volume right now. We'll check on that. Mr. Hamilton?
I'm here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Roman?
Absent.
Is absent. Mayor Malkin?
Here.
Madam Clerk, I'm sorry. Councilman Esipov, the other option is to leave the meeting and log back in and click join computer audio when you log back in. I'm saying if you try to do it again.
Okay, we can wait a few minutes.
Hey, Kathleen, this is Luke. I just got in.
Oh, Luke. Okay, so Luke arrived at 7:04. Thank you, Luke.
Yep.
Is Chad here? Nope, I don't see Chad.
He okay. said he was going to be in Maryland, but he would call in.
All right, okay, and the attorney's here.
Yeah. All right. So we'll hold off on Lou a little bit.
Back in again. All right.
Okay, we come to public comment agenda items only at open the public comment at 7:05 p.m. Is there anyone who has a comment from the public about anything on the agenda? Being none, we close public comment at 7:05 p.m. Okay. Come to approval of minutes. The regular meeting minutes, July 13th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
And I have one comment on it.
I'm sorry. Yes, for that.
This is Joe. I have a comment on the minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the utility report, it says that I spoke of Jim Marley. Marley. The utility report, it's Jim Markey, Markey.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, so with that amendment, Mike, do you still approve of that amendment being made? And
yeah, with the amendment, yes.
All right, so with amendment, I'm going to do a roll call. Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Did Mr. Esikoff join us yet? No. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Roman is not here. Okay. All right.
Okay, ordinances. We have the first reading of Ordinance 20-10, calendar year 2020 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank, NJSA 40A:4-45, 14. This ordinance authorizes the increase to 3.5% over the previous year's final appropriations. The public hearing will be held August 24th, 2020 at 7 o'clock in the Borough of Roosevelt.
I'll make a motion to introduce 20-10, the cap ordinance.
I'll second that.
Can anybody hear me now?
Yes!
Hello, Lou.
Good morning.
So I'm saying Lou arrives at 7:07, Mr. Esikoff.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Yeah, he arrives
auditorial.
Come on, give me a break.
There was a mouse here before, masquerading.
I mean, really?
No, that's not fair. You're right, Lou. You were here before 7 even.
That's right. You were fiddling with the machines.
Right.
And
we have to vote on
the mayor couldn't talk.
On the cap ordinance, yeah, we do.
Yeah, Joe seconded, so roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, but I'm not late.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. So, again, just to read that the public hearing to be held on August 24th, 2020 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
Resolutions. Resolution 20-75, payment of bills for July 27th, 2020.
I move that we pay the bills.
I'll second.
Good. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Payment of the bills.
I didn't see you tell Mr. Dermody that he was late.
I said that he arrived at 7:04.
All right, Resolution 20-76, governing body certification of compliance with the United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's enforcement guidance on the consideration of arrest and conviction records in employment decisions under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So this
I'll move 2076.
And I'll second it.
Discussion? Really doesn't need discussion.
No, but there is a certification that once, you know, we adopt, I'll leave it. I'll send an email to everyone. You all do have to sign that. You'll have to come in and sign it.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolution 20-77, a resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt accepting the 2018 audit report.
I'll move that we accept the municipal audit.
I'll second it.
Second? That was Mr. Esikoff. So I'd just like to, I'll make the statement before the vote. So I just wanted to make a statement that our audit, we have all supporting documentation for expenditures, payroll, tax, water sewer revenue. Everything was proper. There were no audit adjusting entries. Financial statements were presented properly. And as a result, we have a clean audit opinion with absolutely no recommendations. The numbers haven't changed since this was presented a year ago. So we have a clean, good audit.
Good.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 2077 passes. Resolution 2078, a resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to survey, design, permit, bid, and inspect a road replacement project, submit a loan application, and administer the construction of a water main replacement project on Farm Lane and School Lane. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Do I have a second?
I spoke with Carmela today. I'll second.
So we need a second first. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Joe, I think, did second it.
Joe seconded.
Joe second? Okay.
All right, discussion.
First, and I seconded.
Okay. Discussion? Joe?
No, I spoke with Carmela. I think it looks good.
Okay. Any other? Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 2078 passes. Resolution 20-79, introduction of the 2020 municipal budget. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to introduce 2079 municipal budget for 2020.
I'll second that.
Second. Discussion?
I just wanted to say that the Finance Committee worked hard on the budget along with our Chief Financial Officer. I think it's a good budget. It has everything that we want to do in it. And the best part is the tax levy will, at least on the municipal end, stay the same.
Again.
Again and again and again.
Well, the public hearing on this budget will be held August 24th, 2020 at 7 o'clock at the Barrel Hall.
That includes, by the way, the water sewer.
Pardon me, Lou?
That includes the water sewer part of the budget. No, yes. We'll reevaluate in about three to five, 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Hey, do you want, God bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Roll call?
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Dermody?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, again, I'm going to repeat, public hearing to be held on August 24th, 2020 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
I'd just like to remind the council that you need four council members in the affirmative to adopt the municipal budget. It has to be two-thirds of the legally constituted council. So if you're not going to be there, let us know ahead of time and we'll make sure everybody else is there.
Well, tonight we're trying to have a very short meeting because last year at this time we canceled the last meetings of July and August to give everyone a break. We were not able to do that this year because of the introduction and the adoption of the budget. So in lieu of that, we're trying to keep this meeting short. And also on the 24th, which is still prime vacation, summertime, hopefully that won't be a long meeting. We need everyone to call in so we can adopt the budget, but we'll try to make that a truncated meeting.
What is the second reading? When? The 20th?
August 24th.
24th, not 20th. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to dispense with committee reports tonight unless someone has something crucial they need to?
I'm hungry.
But okay, is there anything, any old business anyone needs to discuss? Okay, new business?
Under new business, I'd like to make a motion that we cancel the August 10th scheduled meeting, which would mean that the next meeting is August 24th.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call.
Well, I have a first by Mike Hamilton. I'll have a second.
Lou second.
Lou, and then just an all in favor would be sufficient.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we have a nice break, because after tonight, we won't have a council meeting again until August 24th. So we break. Are you come to public comment? I'll open that at 7:17. This is public comment on any item at all.
Can I put a little something in new business there real quickly?
Sure.
So we're having a movie the 8th of August at 7:30, it looks like, so far. It'll be The Princess Bride at the Monument. Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll be terrific.
Eric, our rec guy, is going to help do the whole thing.
And more information will go out in a flyer?
Yeah, the public is getting a flyer. Everyone will receive a flyer in their post office.
Yeah, we're going to put a flyer out, and we'll put some sandwich boards out. And hopefully word of mouth will get around. Should be nice.
Just have to pray for no rain.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, back to public comment at 7:18. Does anyone have anything from the public they'd like to say?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes, thank you. Okay,
I just said, name and address?
Michael Tickton, 37 North Valley Road. Okay, the two questions I had on the resolutions. One, you said the resolution accepting the 2018 audit report. Is that 2018 or 2019?
Yes, it is 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
An unavoidable delay.
Okay.
It is the 2018 budget.
Okay.
Sure. Audit.
Audit. Okay, fine. Thank you. And my other question on the budget, you said that the tax levy would be constant. Is the tax levy constant or the tax rate is constant?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. The tax rate is constant on the municipal end at 0.755, which is what it was last year. The levy went up from, in 2019, 649.640. To 656,688. And again, that's just the municipal end. As you may know, Michael, the school taxes went up marginally. Their tax levy went up. Tax rate on school went from 1.985 to 2.019. And the levy was 1,708,164. It went from that to 1,756,645. This means that the average residential property should experience about a $92 tax increase.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else from the public? Okay, being none, I close public portion at 7:20 p.m. Counselor, do we have a need for a closed session? Right?
No, not at this time. Thank you, ma'am.
Not at this time?
I wasn't sure. No, not at this time. I wasn't sure if I was unmuted or not. Sorry.
Michael, would you like me to send you a copy of the comparison? Levies? Okay, I will.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mike, I also posted it. Revised agenda with some documents that George sent over.
So okay, great.
The webmaster posted, it'll be under the agenda.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
Second.
Without objection.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a great rest of your summer, and we'll see you on August 24th.
All right, timeout 7:21.
That's if it works.
Hey. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
first was like Ferris Bueller, now it's like the Waltons.